Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Saturday. It's one day before we actually turn back the clock and begin daylight savings time. So, to some, that means that they're going to lose an hour of sleep. To others, they get to greet the sunrise a little earlier. The sun will come shining into their eyes a little earlier. The birds will be chirping a little bit brighter, because it will be daylight savings time. And because it's going to be daylight savings time, it's going to give us an opportunity to start to rise early. Our bodies will get synced back up to understand that there's daylight we are wasting by laying in bed. So, I guess you're wondering where this is all leading up to. This past week, I would have to say this past week was on a week where there was many fires that was being put out. Unless those fires were being put out, there was things that needed to be handled with care. And do you not know that you are one of those things that need to be handled with care? Life can be a little rough. People can be a little rough and tumble towards you. But the only person who can handle you with care is not other things or people. It is truly yourself. What am I talking about today, dears? We're going to be talking about self-care. And that's the reason why I brought up daylight savings time. Because even though the sun had not rose yet, my body was fully refreshed. And you know, sometimes we are laying in the bed saying, no, it's too early to move yet. But your mind is already moving before your body actually starts the movement that your mind has already begun. And so with the self-care, there's several things that you could do to help yourself in self-care. Help yourself in self-care. Ooh, oxymoron indeed. One thing that you can do, one thing that you should do, is say affirmations. One thing you should do is say affirmations. Either you go to sleep with your affirmations or you wake up with your affirmations. But affirmations throughout the day concerning an area that you want to be enhanced. That's what affirmations do. They enhance that area that is weak. Then, after you say affirmations, you should learn to write, journal. And most people are not aware that journaling is something that helps your mind from going around in a circle like a gerbil on a wheel. Your mind will reflect on things that are negative if you're not writing it out and getting it out of your system. You didn't realize that, did you? That writing does help. You know, back in school, you were taught to write out your thoughts. You know, when the teacher felt that you was being disrespectful, what did you end up doing? You wrote the same sentence how many times? 100 times, 50 times, 200 times, 500 times. However many times was the offense? How offensive was the action that you chose to do? Mind you, most think, and this is just my thought. You know, you can send me feedback about this, but when we make a decision, I have a 9-month grandson. He knows when he makes a decision what pretty much is going to be the outcome of his decision, good, bad, and different. As we grow up, we understand that our decision-making helps us or hinders us in moving forward or staying still in our life. Have you ever understood that stress is a choice? We can step up and move forward, or we can stay still and blame everybody. When we stay still and blame everybody, or we step up and move forward, it's about caring for ourself. That is part of self-care. Decision making is part of self-care. Now, as we make a decision, we can throw the baby out with the bathwater. And I use that analogy because, you know, sometimes we get so frustrated because everything that is in black and white, we want it to actually be adhered to strictly to the letter. Black and white, strictly to the letter. But if you live, not just exist in this world, but as you live in this world, there's going to be times when you need to be flexible with that black and white written word. I know it seems like I'm kind of going all over the place, but I'm really not going all over the place because I'm still in the area of self-care. You can run your mind into a ditch by going strictly by the black and white letters. Because every moment that you have sometimes means that you have to give not only yourself a break, but give the moment a break. Because does it do you well when you are so stuck in the mud that you cannot see that there may be an opportunity for you to share some of your wisdom or to have wisdom shared to you? I believe that every time that we can, you know, move forward or stay still, this based on our choices and our decisions, we are not yet growing if we stay still. We are growing when we are moving forward. And as we're moving forward, we are giving ourselves the opportunity to prune away those things that no longer serve as purposes. And then also get the appropriate sunlight. Have you ever been so starved for sunlight that sometimes that, you know, when you get up, you feel your body is aching? It's because you have not given yourself the appropriate sunlight. Vitamin D is one of those things that we get naturally from the sun and even from the moon. You know, we have to, you know, understand where our sleep rhythms actually come into play, whether or not we get appropriate sleep sometimes during the day or appropriate sleep, beneficial sleep through the night. And so when you learn those different things about yourself, it helps you to be a better person. It helps you to show up in the world and not only just show up, but show out. We want everybody to enjoy who we are as an individual. But sometimes, even in the enjoyment of who we are as an individual, we sometimes forget that we matter. We sometimes forget we matter. And because sometimes we forget we matter, we tend to focus on negative things. We don't always give ourselves an opportunity to not only just be aware of what is necessary, be aware of what is needed, but we forget to make us number one. We don't put us on the schedule. We let everything else be on the schedule. And as we're putting everything else on the schedule, we look and then turn around and say, dang, when did I get all the way back there? But we got back there because as we're making our choices and decisions throughout this life, everything else becomes a priority. Everything else not only becomes a priority, but becomes a place where we hold our breath and we forget to breathe. So, today is a day where we reflect and we make a promise to ourselves to understand what is self-care to us. Understand that self-care is important. Understand that we must take steps in order to be our best self in every situation that we are in. And understand, no matter what, you have to make the decision to love you before you can love anybody else. Understood, loves? We don't always love us, but we say, I love you to everybody else. When was the last time that you say, I love you to yourself? And once you understand that one pivotal piece, everything else falls into place. Everything else falls into place. There is moves and there is ways of understanding how we can be a joy to others, but only if we take the time to not only manifest what it is that we do by affirmations, by writing, but also syncing ourselves with our sleep, with our actions, so that others will be delighted to be in your presence. Not only your presence, but be part of your journey. And if they're part of their journey in a negative way, we know what to do with that. Move from that place. But you're not supposed to rise up in roots with anything. You're supposed to have some roots with relationships. Relationships are those that are good for you at that point, but when they no longer serve the purpose, then we need to know that it's okay to let it go. Okay? So, my loves, love completely, deeply, and intently. Love is what we're called to do. The call to action for you is always share this. If this is giving you some edification in any, you know, nuggets that you would like somebody else to do, to know. Comment. Comment is good because I want to make sure that I'm providing you the content that is edifying at all times. Support. When you support in many ways. You support by sharing. You support by commenting. You also support by saying, you know what, I want, you know, to make this help to make this show a little bit more than what it is. And that's in any way that you see fit. So, yes, there is that. And as we loving up on that person who wasn't expecting it, note that you will reap a harvest that you will not have room enough. And I say room enough to store it all. So as we go about our day, this is Destiny in various aspects. Signing off until next time. Peace and blessings, love.